Hey, the sounds from in the rooms on the weekend as Luton Town celebrated making the Premier League, winning the richest game in football against Coventry, 6-5 in a shootout, and they are now off the Premier League. It's quite something. What a great story it is, and there'd be no prouder person on the planet, I reckon, this week than the CEO of Luton Town, Gary Sweet, who's been good enough to join us on the program this morning. Gary, congratulations. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, cheers.
What an amazing achievement by your football club. Have you come down yet?
Thank you. I don't think I've got to the top yet. it's still very much sinking in. You know, they're really difficult, these games, because you have to prepare plans for the next season before the playoff final comes ahead. You've got to plan for two leagues and everything, and you're always doing that really prudently, so when it all happens and there's that massive swell of relief that you've done it, then you've got to quickly scramble around and start thinking, where are those plans for the success? So it's been manic, actually, since.
I can imagine it's been absolutely hectic. What were your expectations coming into this season? What did you think might happen?
Well, we really, for 9 of the 10 years, in the last 10 years, we've actually improved our position in the English leagues, and climbed up three leagues, as you know.
Yep.
That's the story. So in the finishing sixth last year and just getting into the playoffs, we were hopeful that we could improve on that. So actually, it wasn't too far away. I mean, we were quite pleased with third. We were really disappointed to scrape through to second, but it's all come through in the end, because at the end of the day, when you get promoted to the Premier League, the best way of doing it actually isn't to come on first or second, is to win a playoff competition at Wembley.
Yeah, you get to play. That's exactly right. You get to play at Wembley, one of the biggest stages of all, and really feel the moment of what the Premier League is going to be like next year for your players. 5 divisions in 9 years is a phenomenal thing, and it really does highlight the romance and the history of the English football pyramid. It's an amazing opportunity, but also amazing achievement. When you were involved, when did you first get involved, and did you think that this was a possibility with the club for, you know, to get 5 divisions in 9 years?
Well, we're on record of stating it in 2008 when we came in. So we said we wanted to hit Premier League heights. We didn't particularly set a time, but our business was actually named 2020 after the year of our birth. So we kind of gave ourselves 12 years.
Yep.
So that was the view. But within a week of coming in, we had a 30-point deduction for transgressions made by the previous owners. So we then slipped out of effectively League 2, which is Tier 4 in this country, into what we call non-league, into the conference, which is a really difficult league to get out of, because there's only one guaranteed promotion spot plus a playoff. And that took us 5 years. So that was kind of a delay. So since we're getting back into the Football League, going back to 2016, we've been immensely proud of the progress since then, going from League 2, then League 1, then the Championship.
Well, as you should, immensely proud of being able to achieve something like this over a long period of time. And everyone gets to come to Kenilworth Road next year. 10,350 people fit into that beautiful stadium. In amongst all the terrace houses, it's quite something. All the pictures have been blasted across the world in the last couple of days for people that didn't know about it. How much do you have to spend to upgrade it to Premier League standards?
It's about £10 million English pounds, so it's quite a bit of money. We have to do that for mainly the media facilities, things like floodlights, media gantries, studios, all that kind of thing, to make sure that we're shown to 100-odd broadcast contracts that the Premier League have around the world. So you guys over there can see a decent game. It doesn't look like a shoddy Sayers Stadium from where you are. But we're proud of the old girl right here. This is 18. It went up before the houses came up round it.
Yep.
We've gradually been penned in, and so we, you know, when we spend this little bit of money, I think it's we want to make it look good for the Premier League. We want to grace the Premier League with what is a really honourable, like a real traditional hostile, you know, environment, and with a great atmosphere. You know, the 10,000 in there sometimes feels like 50,000. It's an amazing stadium, and so I'm sure some of your listeners, there's quite a few in the area that are from Luton, actually, who have been there and visited it, because it hasn't really changed an awful lot over the decades.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we've also got a new stadium being built or starting to be built later this year, which will take a couple of years to do. So we're also looking at that.
Well, it's unbelievable, that the stadium, the fact that the away fans got to get through someone's backyard and underneath the house to get through in the Oak Stand is quite something. It's quite fantastic.
Yeah, very unique. It's very, very unique. And you know what we say is if you like sports, and then you don't really like, well, this is what this sports.
Oh, just lost you there a little bit. We just might get you to step to the left if you can do that for us. When you, are you still there? Still there with us, Gary?
With me?
Yeah, hello. Gotcha. Hello. Gotcha. Here we go.
Hello. Yeah, yeah. So I was saying, yeah, the it's a real unique stadium, and so you know, a lot of stadiums that have been built over the last 2-3 decades tend to be very, very similar, the same bowl type in arenas.
Yep.
That are quite boring and sterile. You know, they don't really have the atmosphere that ours does. So we're immensely proud of it, and I think it will just be a bit of an advantage for us to have the likes of Man City come to Kenilworth Road next year. I'm not sure what they'll make of it. we don't mind harnessing that for a bit of advantage, right? So bring it on.
So let's do some scale. What's your current budget this year for Luton Town? For players.
For players.
Yep.
It's around about 14 million, and that includes everything for players. The basic salaries are about 8.5.
Right, okay, so 14 million for the players. Now, Kevin De Bruyne's on £21 million himself from Manchester City. Erling Haaland's on £20 million. So you've got three players. Jack Grealish is on 15 million. You've got three players from the Manchester City that are worth more than your whole squad. How do you compete with that?
Yeah, well, our budget here is in the bottom three of the championship. So,
wow.
So we're very, very used to sort of effectively making our pounds go further than anybody else's. And that's been kind of our trick, really. It's all about how we recruit and how we induct our players, and how we develop them, how we educate them. And our process, you know, if you think the number of promotions we've had, we've got a process to this transition. And that process is exactly the same process that we'll go through for this next one, and which we are doing. I mean, literally, we parted all night Sunday, Saturday night, and then 11 o'clock, we're in a recruitment meeting yesterday. So, you know, so we
Oh, we've lost him there. We've lost Gary. But what an amazing story. We'll let that go there. He's having a bit of a challenge with the telecommunications there. But what an amazing story to have a team like Luton Town. £14 million is their budget, the player budget. And what was the Man City's, is just as a reference point, £183 million. Like, that's a bit of a gap, as far as I'm concerned, a bit of a gap. And if you haven't seen photos of Kenilworth Road, Google it and find out more, because it is quite something. As he said, they've been built in or hemmed in by the terraces that have been built through the journey, and a new stadium's on the way, but it is quite something. It is absolutely something. What a story, and that absolutely highlights the opportunities from the English football pyramid. It's a magnificent thing. He mentioned partying there, Gaz, before the recruiting meeting the next day. Ali Adebayo is one of the players for Luton Town. Fair to say, he's been having a good time.
Eli, how's that wing?
How is that? This wing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's glorious. It's fantastic. I can barely look. My throat is just...
How have the last 2 days been?
The last 2 days?
Yeah. Has it felt like 2 days?
I'll be honest, I can't remember a thing lasted this.